Hey, welcome to Career Corner, folks. Before we jump in, let's talk about drop-ins. The Career Center hosts drop-ins Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet with a highly trained peer career advisor for any of your professional needs. Resume and cover letter review, interviewing skills, networking advice, job or internship search, grad school help, and much more. Hello and welcome to Career Corner, where we answer your career cues. My name is Lucas Kaufman, and joining me today, we have some wonderful guests. We got Jonathan Chalmers and Susie Brache to talk about how to nail a job interview. Jonathan and Susie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to just, we can start this off. You guys tell us a little bit about what you do here at IC and beyond.
Great. Thank you, Lucas. I am the Career Engagement Specialist in the Park School of Communications. So I have the privilege of meeting with students and alums for all their career needs, whether that's, you know, resume, cover letters, practicing interviews as our topic today, leading workshops, and meeting with alums and recruiters.
And I'm the Career Engagement Specialist for the School of Business, so I do what Susie does for our 550-some business students. Also, we've worked lately on planning some field trips, so we've gone to New York and Boston to meet with employers and explore different career options in different industries. Fun to go out into the real world to see it.
Job interviews.
Scary.
Very scary. How can applicants prepare for an interview?
I think with anything, if you're practicing a musical instrument, if you're preparing to play a game, a sport game, it's all about practice, practice, practice. So the more you can get comfortable interviewing, the more you can build that muscle memory, the less likely you're going to be nervous, the less likely you're going to freeze, the more confident you're going to come across. And it really is about showing an interviewer who you are. So you want to make sure you're bringing your authentic self, and sometimes getting outside of your head and thinking, okay, who am I? Who do I want to be professionally can help the interviewer really connect with you.
Also, it's really important to do your homework in advance. Make sure you read that job description, that internship description, thoroughly so you really know what it is you're applying for. You know, when you're talking about that position in the interview, you don't want to sound confused or unsure of what it is the position is when they ask questions about it. And you want to be prepared for what questions you're going to have as well. Also, do your homework on the company or studio itself. You know, go to their website and read up on the current things that they're doing, maybe projects that they have going on, things that you can speak to. It actually, it shows that you've really shown some interest and you can speak to those things as well.
Great. And how about, is there anything you need to bring to an interview besides, you know, yourself?
Yeah, bring some copies of your resume. Also, dress to impress. We have a career closet at the main office on campus, 101 Muller Faculty Center. If you need some professional dress, you can borrow some clothes and make sure that you look professional.
I think it's helpful sometimes to also bring a notepad. If you are interviewing on Zoom, there's a little cheat you can have and have some sticky notes up on your screen, things like that, of prompts or reminders for yourself. But a notepad is going to let you jot down some ideas, like here are things I want to hit, pieces of my story that I want to mention. But also, not everyone you meet is going to have a business card. So if you want to send a thank you note after, you want to follow up with them, add them on LinkedIn, it's helpful just to jot down their name. It's really nice to be able to follow up after and just have that written down helps.
Yeah. So I think you're kind of alluding to this here, but is there any kind of secret interview etiquette or interview hacks that can kind of help you get an edge?
Knowing that you should only have one thing in one hand, so we call this the one-hand rule. This is sort of a hidden hack to interviewing. Again, you're focused on making a good first impression. You want to appear organized and well put together. So if you're walking in holding a coat and a coffee and a water bottle and your phone and your resume and your notepad, right? And the first thing someone does is try to shake your hand, you're going to be juggling stuff around. You're going to appear a little chaotic as you're figuring that out. So kind of when you walk into the job interview, chat with the receptionist, see if it's okay. Can I stash my bag here? Can I leave my coat? And then when you walk into the job interview, you've got one hand free to shake that hand. the other hand has the notepad, the resumes, et cetera.
Also, it's really important to remember to smile. Show a bit of your personality. And I mean, obviously, you know, interviews are nerve-wracking for everyone, and they expect you to be nervous. But if you can remember to smile, first of all, it helps to ease you somewhat. But remember that everyone's human. It's a conversation. So even just at the first handshake, show that you're a person as well, and that, you know, they're interviewing you not just to be a worker, but to be a colleague. So they want to know that you're a person that they can work with, someone that can be on the team. And if you smile, that's a little bit easier to see that you're friendly.
And also, you sort of have to put yourself in the interviewer's shoes, right? They may be interviewing 30 people that day, right? They've got a packed schedule. They're doing interviews for this position in addition to their day job that they're responsible for. So at the end of the day, how do you stand out? And I think most people will forget what you said. They'll forget what you looked like. They'll forget your name. They'll remember how you made them feel. So if you can make that genuine connection, that'll help you stand out a day later, a week later, when they sit down to consider everyone they interviewed.
So we've got our notepad. We've got our resume copies. We've got a smile on our face. What are some common mistakes that people make even after they prepared?
It's sort of forgetting to get to the point, answering a question. You know, try to be concise. No interviewer is going to want to hear your entire life story. They're going to want to hear highlights and key points.
And I think at the same time, a lot of people will walk into an interview and they'll get asked a question like, hey, what's one of your strengths? And they'll say, well, I'm a hard worker. But they won't say anything to really back that up. So by the same token, I think having a success story to tell, having an example of your experience that you can elaborate on, maybe something that's already in your resume, but you can kind of tell the story behind that, and that will help put it in a perspective for the interview. And I think at the same time, you have to know your strengths. So if you go into an interview, know what you're good at, know what you want to get out of the position, know what you're really excited for about potentially working at this company, and let the interviewer know that. Let them see your passion, enthusiasm, but also your confidence.
If you're too long, it's not great. Too short, also not great. Try to find a nice middle ground.
It's all a balancing act, and I think that's where the practice element comes in. So you have to practice your answers. You have to practice what is your story. You have to practice your handshake and your smile, get comfortable in what you're wearing, and the more you do that, the better you will interview.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've done all the interview prep. We've gone in. Interview's done. How do you follow up after an interview? And along the same vein, how do you handle rejection if you don't end up getting that job or position?
Well, always send a thank you. Within 24 hours, it's important, it's vital actually, to send a thank you note, whether it's email or it's still done today, sending an actual handwritten note. But if you can't do that or don't have the time, you want to be more quick about it, send an email within 24 hours to the interviewer showing your appreciation, reiterating why you are interested in the position, maybe, you know, a sentence or two about why you think you'd be a good fit.
You can send an email. You can send a handwritten note. Do both, right? Email's going to go right away. You can mention something that you talked about in the interview that you found very interesting. That handwritten note, the way the Postal Service works, it'll take a few days to get there. It might be a week before it actually lands on their desk. Maybe that's around the time they're meeting to make a decision, right? So they think, okay, Jonathan, Susie, who did we meet? Lucas. Lucas, oh, wait, I just got a handwritten note from him. How thoughtful. That doesn't hurt, right? If you're really excited for this opportunity, give yourself every advantage. Handling rejection is a little bit harder. We've been there, right? We've all not gotten the job.
Right.
Sometimes not getting that job leads to another opportunity, right? You never want to burn the bridge. You never want to take that rejection in a bad way, because you don't know the next job that they're going to have posted that they think you're perfect for, so they're not going to hire you for this one because they know they have that opportunity. always put the ball back in their court. Reiterate in that, you know, when they email you to say, hey, sorry you didn't get the job, write back and say, hey, no worries. You know, I really loved meeting everybody. I can't wait to see, you know, what this person does in the role. Please keep me in mind for any future opportunities. Always put that back in their court. Add the, you know, add them on LinkedIn. You could stay connected with them throughout your career. Maybe you go on and do some great stuff too, and they'll say, darn, we should have hired Susie when we had the chance.
It's also a good time for just some self-reflection. You know, that can be easier said than done if you're applying for a lot of things and, you know, not getting yeses. But think back to the interview. Think about what you felt went well, what maybe didn't go so well in your mind, and how you think you could improve the next time. But most importantly, try not to let it get you down and just pick right up and go on to the next one. Keep applying because it's eventually going to happen.
Remembering that the interview is also a two-way street and you're interviewing them, as you're going through that process, think back on, were there any red flags? Was there anything about this company or this manager or this position that I didn't love? And sometimes if you can take a step back, think a little bit more objectively about it, you might realize, you know what, this was a great experience, but I think it worked out for the best. And in my experience, it generally does.
So how about on the flip side of rejection? What if you've got two jobs that want to hire you, or you need to let an employer you just interviewed with know that you're waiting to hear back from another job as well?
You don't want to burn that bridge. You don't want to say like, oh, but I've got another offer on the table. And you don't want to be in a position where you're trying to leverage both. That said, you can let them know you're on a bit of a timeline. Just say, hey, I've done a lot of interviews recently. I think I've got, you know, a good shot. What is your timeline going to look like? When can I expect to hear back from you? And if you do get that offer, reach back out and say, hey, just full disclosure, I'm considering an offer at this other company, but I'm still really excited for this role. What can we do? Is there anything that you can share to update on the process? The employer will appreciate that honesty. They'll be grateful that you gave them the heads up.
I guess there have been some questions out there about, you know, accepting a job and then starting the position, then receiving another offer that was already in the works maybe, and then, you know, quitting that first position to take the other one. In the job world, that isn't really regarded very highly. People will talk. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Employers, managers, HR professionals, talk to each other. You don't ever want to be in that position of not getting considered for that future role because you're seen as being sort of wishy-washy, non-committal, or a bit of a traitor.
Sounds pretty stressful, which is something you mentioned before. Interviews are stressful, and that smile can help. What are some other things you can do to help with any stress you're feeling about an interview?
Some of the best advice I was given before an interview was just to be myself. Again, that's maybe easier said than done, but that's really what it boils down to. Prepare, practice, and smile. Just know, be confident in yourself. And if you're doing your best, that's the best you can do. Have confidence and breathe.
It's important to remember that an interview is a conversation. It's not a test. It's not like taking your road test to get your driver's license and somebody's sitting there with a clipboard saying, oh, you didn't do this, so we're not going to give them the job. The interviewer is rooting for you. I've been on the other side of the table, and it's excruciating when I'm interviewing someone that's, you know, I know is not doing well. I can tell they're flailing a little bit. I'm like, come on, you can do it. So if you can build that rapport with your interviewer, that's 9/10 of the challenge, right? If you find yourself really nervous ahead of the interview, practice your power pose. Do your Superman or Superwoman pose with your, you know, shoulders straight, head back, elbows out, you know, stand nice and tall and proud, smile in the mirror, you're dressed up, you're ready to go. Even if it's a Zoom interview or a phone interview, dress up, feel confident, right? That'll help give you that boost.
Right. You are the expert on you. No one else knows who you are, and it's your job to portray that to others.
We mentioned them at the start when you were talking about your positions here at IC, but what are some of the concrete services offered here at Ithaca College that you can use to get ready for an interview.
So we mentioned the career closet. If you need something to wear, lots of great stuff there from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday in our Mueller Faculty Center office. Also, mock interview practice with any of our career engagement specialists or our peer career advisors. We have drop-ins 11 to 2, Monday through Friday. Jonathan?
Yeah, I think mock interviews are key. Again, getting that practice, practicing with an expert. You know, your friends are great, your roommates are great, but they may not have been on the other side of a job interview before. So practicing with a professional and then taking that advice and saying, okay, let's practice again. Another great resource is this website, Glassdoor. So Glassdoor is sort of like Yelp for companies, where you can read reviews and kind of get a sense of what it's like to work at a company. But they also post interview questions. So people who have interviewed at Apple or IBM or Spotify can go in and say, okay, here are the questions that they asked me in my interview for this position. And that's a great way to kind of expect the unexpected. There's sort of the standard interview questions, but then sometimes you'll get some oddball ones and you can prepare for that as well. So again, your research in the company is really going to help you prepare. We also have interview rooms. So if you are scheduling a Zoom interview with an employer and you're worried about, oh my gosh, my noisy roommate who sleeps late is going to wake up in the middle of my interview and disrupt it, we have interview rooms that are equipped with mics and cameras and computers, so you can go in and do your remote interview from there and be confident in that space. Yeah.
We have some resources on our website too, some prep sheets, quick guides, those kind of things.
So before we wrap up here, I wanted to run through, since you guys are the experts, I just wanted to give you guys a quick little mock interview. I'll ask some common interview questions, and you can answer them how you'd answer them, or if you want to just talk about how somebody would answer that question, whatever you prefer. Just start us off here. What is your greatest weakness?
It's a bit of a Jedi mind trick that you're going to end up pulling. So in talking about your weakness, talk about something that maybe you've struggled with in the past. I used to really struggle with time management, just managing multiple assignments and deadlines, and I'm involved in clubs, and I'm involved on campus, and how do I keep everything straight? So I really found that using Google Calendar and setting reminders and breaking my assignments down into some more manageable pieces and setting a schedule, that really helped keep me on track. So I think that's something where I've shown some growth and some development there. And so you're really showing the employer that you're self-aware, you've acknowledged your weakness, you're not perfect, and you're showing that you have the tools and the strategies to overcome that. So again, you're taking a weakness and really just turning it into a strength. You don't want to ever say something that's going to immediately disqualify you from the role. Like if you're interviewing to be a delivery driver and they say, what's your greatest weakness? Well, probably all my parking or my speeding tickets, right? Well, you don't want to do that. But if you can just say something that will kind of set the stage to maybe even turn that into a success, really good strategy.
How do you resolve conflict?
I think the key here is to prepare in advance for some scenario questions like this. Have some situations, some examples from your past ready to go. Have them in your back pocket, because you can probably bet that you're going to be asked questions like this in most interviews. So have some go-to responses. Maybe they are from previous jobs you've had, previous maybe club or leadership involvement on campus. Think of a situation that you can go to so that you're not stuck in an interview, you know, with lots of time on your hand, like, I need to think of this through, you know. And it's okay to think, you know. You can ask the interviewer, I just need a moment here. That's okay too. But you don't want to take too long thinking and then you get stuck with nothing. Think in advance of a time that you did have a difficult situation with someone. Think of the situation, but also think about how you resolved it, how you addressed it, and how you learned from that.
There's a formula called the STAR method, S-T-A-R, and you can actually use that to organize your answer. So it's situation, S, task, T, action, result, R. And if you can organize your answer that way, and you can use it for any question, even what's your greatest accomplishment, What's something you're proud of that you did? What's a failure that you learned from, right? You can adapt that. You can also sort of plan in advance by reading the job description and say, okay, well, I see customer service and multitasking. That's something they value. What are they going to ask me to maybe test that? How are they going to ask me those questions? And then you can kind of say, okay, well, I've got a couple of stories ready to go. I can use STAR method to answer the question. I'm kind of prepared for anything.
And next question, why should I hire you?
Because I'm awesome, right? You'll get it phrased a lot of times this way. So Lucas, we are interviewing so many qualified candidates. It's going to be a really tough decision. Why should we hire you? They'll kind of put you on the spot, on the back foot with that one. But again, you want to position yourself in the context of the interview is not about you, it is about them. So that it's really about why should we hire you is why are you the best fit for this company? So it's not, you know, hey, I'm a hard worker. Hey, I'm a good, you know, problem solver. You're saying, I think that what I value, my interests, my strengths really align with this position and my values really align with your company. And you're demonstrating to them why they can't hire anyone else.
Right. I actually have this question a lot from the students and alums that I meet with. And I put the question back on them and I ask them, well, why do you want this job? And sometimes I get the response, well, I don't know. I want some experience. I want a job. And I say, that's not good enough. Like, think harder. Why do you really want this job? And it sort of forces them to really think through the skills, the type of work that's involved. And I really kind of make them go back and do some homework on what it is about that position, that company, that studio that that interests them, that excites them, that motivates them. And that is the answer that is going to work into this question. Why are they a good fit? So they can translate that into the answer.
Yeah, great. And the final question here, the one that I personally struggle the most with, do you have any questions for me?
The dreaded follow-up question.
Yes.
This is probably the point in the interview where you're most exhausted and your mind is probably most likely to go blank. Let's start with what you shouldn't ask. Don't ask about the salary. Don't ask about vacation time. Don't ask about, is this hybrid or remote? Like, you should know those answers either going in or be prepared to follow up with those after you're offered the position, right? This is not the time for those sort of negotiation type things. What you can do is you've already made a good first impression. Nailed your interview answers. This is your chance to make a lasting final impression, right? It's kind of your last chance to really set the tone in the interview. And I love to turn it around on the interviewer, right? You've been talking this whole time. You want to learn about them. People love to talk about themselves. Again, they'll remember how you made them feel. What do you love about your role? What do you love about working for this company? What's an accomplishment that you're really proud of that you've done since you started here? What have other people in this role gone on to do that you played a role in? Really give the interviewer a chance to answer for themselves. Again, you want to learn more about the company. You want to check the vibe. So letting the interviewer clue you in on what that's like is a really good way to close.
So two things also. First thing, it's a non-negotiable. Always have questions. If you don't have questions, that looks bad. So make sure you have at least two questions. Maybe three is even better. And second of all, just keep in mind that interviews are a two-way conversation. So it's your opportunity to ask what you're interested in finding out. So again, lots of students will ask, well, what should I ask? What do you want to know? What are you interested in? Are there gaps in the job description? Are you curious about what you'll be doing, who you'll be working with, in addition to the questions that Jonathan mentioned?
What are some challenges facing your company right now? What's something on the horizon that, you know, what would my first 30 days look like on the job, right? It's going to, as your interviewer is answering that question, they're automatically going to be picturing you on the job, doing the role, solving those problems. It's also a great way to close.
Great. Well, speaking of closing, that is all the time we have here today. Jonathan and Susie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us. It's been fun.
Thanks for having us. And I love interviews, so let's talk. Come see us.
Awesome. Well, folks, you don't have to wait for our next episode to get career guidance. You can visit office hours every weekday from 11 to 2 in Mueller Faculty Center 101. I'm Lucas Kaufman, and this has been Career Corner.